Jesus washed the disciples' feet, John 13. It was before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he came from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took out his outer clothing, and wrapped the towel round his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, you are going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Jesus, Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you shall also should wash the one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who has sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时刻到了。他既然爱着世间所属自己的人类，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已经卖耶稣的意念放在西门的儿子加利利人犹大的心中了。耶稣知道父亲已经将所有事情交予他手中，而且知道他自己是从神那里而来，现在又要回身那里去了。就在离席起来的时候，耶稣本人脱下衣衫，拿一条手巾束住腰间。随后他把水倒入盆里，就开始洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。挨到西门彼得的时候，彼得对他说，主啊，你为什么要洗我的脚？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，你以后必当明白。彼得说，你不可以洗我的脚，永远不要这样做。耶稣说，我若不清洗你，你就与我没有缘分了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头那也要清洗干净。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而并不是每个人都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的人是谁，所以说，你们并不是每个人都是纯净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我为夫子，称呼我为主，你们说的不错，我本来就是这样。我是你们的主人，你们的夫子，尚且会清洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此之间洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人。 差人也不能大于来差遣他做事的人。你们既然知道了这件事情，就去做就行了，自然会有福报的。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助大家和我进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程可以带给大家新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第22讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I'll make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 22 lecture on the Gospel of John study. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, everybody, firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. So, right before the Passover festival, Jesus knew it was almost time for him to leave the world and go back to his Father in heaven. He loved his disciples so much and was determined to show them just how deep that love went. During dinner, even though Jesus knew Judas was about to betray him, he did something really surprising. He got up, took off his outer clothes, and wrapped a towel around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing his disciples' feet. That might seem strange, but back in those days, washing someone's feet was usually a job for servants because people's feet got really dirty from walking around in sandals. When Jesus got to Peter, Peter was like, "No way, you are not washing my feet." But Jesus told him that if he didn't wash his feet, Peter wouldn't have any part with him. Peter then asked Jesus to wash not just his feet, but his hands and hand too. Jesus explained that someone who's had a bath only needs to wash their feet to be clean. After washing everyone's feet, Jesus asked them if they understand what he had done. He reminded them that they called him teacher and Lord, which was true, and since he, their teacher and Lord, had washed their feet, they should do the same for one another. Jesus was citing an example of humility and service, showing them that no one is too important to serve others. He ended by saying that they would be blessed if they followed his example and did the things for each other. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Jesus wanted to demonstrate that love not consists in good feelings and romance. Love means to serve and to give.
耶稣想要证明的是，爱不仅仅存在于美好的感觉和浪漫，爱还意味着付出和服务。
Therefore, it is written in John 3:16, "For so much God Father has loved the world that He gave His own Son."
因此，约翰福音第三章第十六小节中写道，父爱世人，甚至将自己的儿子赐予他们。
Jesus is part of this love and part of his Father, and that is why he is washing the feet of the disciples here. He wants to show the love he has for them in action, and if we agree, he has the same love for us and cleanses us today with the water of the Bible and the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是这种爱的一部分， 也是他父亲的一部分。这就是为什么他在这里为门徒洗脚，他想要用行动来表达他对他们的爱。如果我们同意，他对我们也有着同样的爱。今天，他就用圣经和圣灵的水来净化我们的心灵。
Today we are challenged to wash the feet of other Christians too by serving them with love and the word of the gospel.
今天我们面临的挑战是，也要用爱和福音为其他基督徒来清洗、净化他们的心灵。
As Christians, we are not from this world, but we live in this world. This is why we often get contaminated with things that not belong to the gospel.
作为基督徒，我们不属于这个世间，但我们生活在这个世间。这就为什么我们常常被不属于福音的事物所污染。
But when we serve each other on this trial to heaven, we can walk firm until we have reached this goal.
但当我们通往天堂的考验中互相服务的时候，我们就能坚定地走下去，直到到达这个目标。Okay, based on about Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related issues. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why did Jesus choose to wash his disciples' feet, and what did this act symbolize?
耶稣为什么选择给门徒洗脚呢？这个行为本身又象征了什么呢？
His act symbolized the love he has for those who belong to him.
他的行为象征着他对那些属于他的人的爱。
Second issue, sister. How did Peter react when Jesus wanted to wash his feet, and why did he change his mind?
当耶稣要给彼得洗脚的时候，彼得当时的反应是什么呢？为什么彼得又改变了主意呢？
Peter did not want Jesus to wash his feet because in his eyes Jesus is the king and not the servant. Jesus explained that this is necessary that made him change his mind.
彼得不想让耶稣洗他的脚，因为在他的眼里，耶稣是王，不是仆人。耶稣解释说，这是必要的行为，最终这让彼得改变了心意。
Next issue, sister. So, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me"?
耶稣为什么说，如果我不洗你的脚，你就与我无缘无分了？这是怎么理解呢？
It is important to receive the love of Christ and not to refuse it, and we have to be cleaned from the daily walking on earth.
接受基督的爱，并且不拒绝它，是非常重要的。我们必须从日常的尘世生活中得到净化。
Last one. Sister, why did Jesus say that not everyone at the table was clean?
为什么耶稣当时说，在座的每位，并不是每个人都心灵纯净。
He referred to Judas Iscariot, who will betray him later in the evening.
耶稣当时指的是加略人犹大，实际上犹大将在晚餐的时候背叛他。
Next question. Sister, what example was Jesus trying to set for his disciples by washing their feet?
耶稣通过给门徒洗脚，想要树立什么样的榜样呢？
He showed them how to love one another. Later, he will say that the world will see that they are his disciples because they love one another.
他向他们展示了如何彼此相爱。后来，耶稣曾说，世人将会看到他们是他的门徒，因为他们彼此之间相互爱护。
Next one. So, sister, what does Jesus' act of washing the disciples' feet teach about us, the leadership and humility?
门徒被耶稣洗脚的行为，实际上会教会我们关于领导和谦卑之间的相关什么道理呢？
Jesus humbled himself until he accepted to go to the cross. He did not seek earthly leadership.
耶稣谦卑做人，直到他同意最终把自己钉在十字架上。耶稣本人并不寻求世俗的领导地位。
He only had this little flock who he has teached 3 years long for to prepare them for ministry after he has gone to the Father in heaven.
耶稣只有这一小群羊，他教导他们3整年，为他们做好相关的准备，让他们能够在他去天堂之父那里之后从事传道工作。
Next issue, sister. Why is significant that Jesus washed the feet of all his disciples, including Judas?
耶稣给所有的门徒洗脚，当然也包括背叛者犹大。这又有什么重要意义呢？
Judas has got all opportunities to repent and not betray Jesus.He himself chose to do this, but Jesus tried not to lose him by this way.
犹大实际上有多次可以悔改的机会，他可以不背叛耶稣，但是最终他自己选择这样做。耶稣其实并不想以这样的方式去失去他。
Next issue, sister.How can we follow Jesus' example of serving others in our daily lives?
在我们的日常生活中，如何有效地去效法耶稣而服侍他人呢？
We have to be sensible who needs a word of encouragement or a word of correction in this moment.
我们必须明智地知道，此时此刻有谁需要一句话的鼓励或者安慰。或者仅仅是一句纠错的话。
And not hesitate to call someone we know when we feel that she or he is lonely and needs somebody who cares about.
毫不犹豫地给我们认识的人打电话或进行鼓励，我们能感觉到他或者她很孤独，他们需要有人的关心和陪伴。
Next issue, sister.What does Jesus mean when he says, no servant is greater than his master?
耶稣说仆人不能大于主人，这话怎么理解呢？
We shall not look out for earthly leadership. We shall act with humility towards the people around us too.
我们不应寻求世俗的领导，我们应以谦卑的态度对待我们周围所有的人。
The last one.Sister, how does Jesus say we will be blessed if we do the things he taught us?
耶稣说，如果我们遵行他所教导的事情，最终我们将获得相应的福报。我们如何理解呢？
It is several times written down in the Bible. If you hear these things and do them, then it will have good consequence for your life.
圣经中其实多次写道，如果你听到这些事情并去一一做出来，那么它将会对你的生活产生良好的影响。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年秋天快乐，我们下期再会。